could do it.
I'll help you if I can. Right? That would be the best way to tell it.
Do you ever use that expression, might, could?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Well, somebody's come along with the automobile, broke down, come get me. I say, well, I said, what's the matter with it? We don't know. I said, well, I might can fix it for you, and I might not.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if nothing broke, just need adjustments, I said, I can do it. But
mm-hmm.
In other words, if something broke, I said, I'd have to go somewhere to get the part
mm-hmm.
to fix it with. You know, that's one of my trades.
Fixing?
Automobile mechanic. Great. Goodness life, I've worked on cars. Everybody in this country. And one neighbor up there, he'd got a Ford tractor
mm-hmm.
and a pickup truck, Ford pickup truck, and a Ford car.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them goes to bed. Well, I go out to the yard and said, if he can do it, why, I'll get him to come on back and do it. He said, if he can, I'll just sit there and wait until he gets there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're the only one that can master him. You know, well, you know, I've never fooled him.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I tell him when I'd be there, I'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now, this is a patched up job. I said, you'd better get some new parts and let me put those parts in. I said, then it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always proved out just exactly like I told him. I've always tried to be fair and square with him.
Mm-hmm. What do you think's the best kind of car? What do you think of
it? Well, I parted to a Chevrolet.
Uh-huh.
I got a Chevrolet pickup out there, they got 30,000 miles on it.
That's not too much. My car's got about 40,
45,000. Well, I've had it. It's going on 5 years old. And I've got a little over 30,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't use no oil. From one thing to the other, 3,000 miles, not a drop of oil. And I get right around 19 miles out of a gallon of gasoline.
That's pretty good. Where do people around here, well, you said you don't drive around too much, but say if someone living around here wanted to go shopping, would they go to Gainesville or to Ocala, or where would they go?
Gainesville, Ocala, or Williston.
Uh-huh. It's all about the same distance.
No. Ocala and Gainesville were right about the center of the thing, about 18, 20 miles to Ocala, 18 or 20 miles to Gainesville, and Williston is about 9 miles out here.
Mm-hmm. Williston's not very big, is it?
Well, no. It's pretty scattered. It's a good big place, but it's
mm-hmm.
pretty scattered.
Mm-hmm. Sam! You tell a child, you're not doing what you...
supposed to do.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, you're not doing what you...
Well, now, I don't know. Well, I tell them that you're not supposed to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
What about using the word ought?
Art.
Ought.
Oh. You ought to do that.
Uh-huh. So you're not doing what you...
supposed to do, or doing something wrong, you ought to change, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Would that suit you?
The kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Well, now that's the horn owl.
Huh?
And the whippoorwill.
Uh-huh.